Beginnt gerade ein Tag im Sefer von Metzia, der Chuf Zayin, beginnt im Rav, beginnt im Tessim Rast, beginnt im Zayin, beginnt im Zayin, beginnt im Tag. Well, we're talking about what you buy from a merchant. Well, Pirish Rashi, Rashi explains, so what's the significance of that? Oh, so the significance of that is because Lokach Malashem Harbe, because a merchant himself, he buys from many people. Ve'ilav Pirish Yachad, and he mixed the produce together. Ve'ini Yedesh Amihen, he doesn't know whose it is. And therefore, it's not going to help. And because in my siman, we're talking about where there's no siman. So that's where I said, only give up hope, you can keep it. So it says, if they're going to say, wait a second, why don't you say it's talking about by a buyer that is himself a merchant? In other words, what do you really gain by saying that you buy it from the merchant? Well, the merchant himself, you say that he makes it together, and you don't know whose it is. So the merchant himself also, the guy would be miyayish. Why dafka lekech nataga? Yisham says, you're right, but the lipsikale. It wouldn't be definitive, because the imma tzakoyim sheshaw, if the guy finds it before he would delay kadeel avi beperesachem, before it's got mixed into other produce, chayv lachs, he would have to return it, because it's clear who it's from. Avlekech nataga, but someone buys from the merchant, well, that's automatic, that's when the merchant already mixed it, and therefore it's always going to be hariel shalai. Although, just from another question, you could say, isn't actually believe Tom, without the reason of the Arab Mishar Paris, without this idea of that he mixed with other produce, Loi Shanu, we're only teaching El Bekech Minatago, only if you buy from the merchant, She'ini Dea Lemila Achzik, because he doesn't know who to return it to. But without him mixing, without Rashi's Pshat, that it got mixed up, because he says, no, do you return El Tagar, either to the merchant, or Labalabais, or to the original owner. And I feel like Imeinoi have a lipel betfua, kim bishadisha. And him, you're going to say, well, wait a second. This is not normal to fall in the tefuah. It's only when it's at the time of the threshing. Mainless topic with Taga, and there's no doubt that it belongs to the merchant. Become welcome. Still, any day may is a balabai is called not Taga. It doesn't know from which homeowner did the merchant buy it from. And therefore, a perish, and therefore have a matzah meima, you could say, says Taisa, based on what we're saying, like it could actually be, yeah, whatever buyer it is, it could even be buyer that's emergent. Misarish Balabai is an owner give up hope because of some of these things, Shekvar, Mocha, Tagar, that the merchant already sold it, Vena Kani Adela, Miyaks, and the buyer doesn't know who to return to. But it's not about mixing it up, it's just they don't know which Balabai it was. Ella Kamaikane, it's just that also Mishim Delay Psikli, so why do we say that? Why are we saying that a buyer from a merchant, why didn't say merchant himself? Again, it's not definitive, because the imataga matzik is if the merchant is going to find the kodesh shabbat before he deleted the matatang, he gave them kodesh shabbat lach and someone else, but the siyash balabai, the owner didn't give a hope yet, because like, oh, he didn't sell it, he didn't have a lach, and never would have to return, and if we said, we're going to the kodesh matatagr. Next, there's matatagr, the gemara, maskam, and yuched as well, just like a clothing is distinct, shishlis, and one mishal tevin has defining characteristics and has claimants, so too, those are the things that you have to call out. So Tosis says, "Bin Meruba and the Gemara becoming up some of them and Aleph." I mean that we say, "Mergeneva." When it comes to a stolen object, Yalfinan, we learn out Yush Maveda that there is halacha of kinyan of Yush that you don't have to give back the actual thing itself. You can give back the damim. We learn that out from the laws of a lost object. And Tosis says you can say Maveda Gubnal. And where do we know by a lost object itself that there's halacha of Yush? And we learn that from right over here. As a different maskal is going on. The maskal is just like clothing is this thing, sheesh basim, and has the sim, and bane about masyashma, and therefore the owner doesn't give up hope. Rather, they claim it shifts the lamb of someone, they should give back to them with their defining features. And that's definitely someone who loved their rights. And that's even if someone are not biblical, but that's when he's confident, he'll make a claim for it. And even if any magazine will be aid me, only give it back with witnesses, but what we do learn from Simon is the Dafka Dafish Pay Simon, only if it has a Simon, then Chayv Lachs, you have to give it back. Or you have to call it out. Da'adei Shish Pay Simon, because it's through a Simon that Yim to aid them, the guy will find witnesses, Shem Lehem, that he'll tell them, Makir Matem, similarly, you remember my clothing, Shem Basimon Kach Bekach, it had this and this and this rip and this and that. And they're like, oh yeah, we'll testify for you. And the one who finds it also won't bring out the clothing to show it to every single person. That will be sheeten by someone, to someone that brings him on him. Even though he's not going to give it back to him with the Saman, he'll think that it's his, and will show it to witnesses. But something that does not have a Siman, you could keep it, because it only gives up hope. And so that you see, that giving up hope is it allows you to keep it. That's where we learn that the halacha of Yish by Aveda. Now, v'hadikham, this is the Gemara says, later on, Amad Beis Simanim Kedinis, but that, oh, Simanim is not really learned out from Simla. It's just, you know, once we mentioned the halacha of Taiva, we mentioned Simanim. Now, what do you mean? Says Taisa Abagav, the Tzarecha Simanim, even though you do need the Simanim Dali Deze, it's only through Simanim the Yeshla Taiva that it has claimants. Yeah, but Mekomakam, what the Gemara means to say is Kedinis, but what was just said secondarily, Dafila, meaning, what does that mean? Because Dafila Ilay Tani, because even if we did not learn Elish Yesh L'Tayvin, only the idea that it has claimants, we would know the idea of Simanim Yesh L'Tayvin, that through identifying features is claimants. And the aim is Valmis Yashim, and that the owner wouldn't give up hope. Because the preacher, like we explained, and therefore didn't really have to say Simanim. Now, Ami, however, Yishalmi Yalav. However, actually, Yishalmi learns out, Minayin Li Yishman HaTayr, where do you know the concept of Yish from the Torah? Amar Yechani says in the Pasuk, Asher Toibim Mimenu, that which is lost from him, you have to return. Which is Misha Bodim Mimenu, if it's only lost from him, Mitzuyas Kolanim, but it's found by others. Yatzuzu Bahulu, but that excludes if it's lost from everyone, you have to return them because, again, the guy's Miyayish, and that's where you see it. You can keep, and that's where the Halach of Yish, Abba Veda, is written. The next test is not to begin with the Melchabe Ede Uchav, with the witnesses of the saddle. So, Pirish, what Taisi comes to address is that he already said Simanim. What's the point of pointing out the witnesses? Is Simanim labderes? If Simanim is not biblical, so then obviously the Torah is not referring to that chiddush of the uchiv with Simanim. So then it would have to be with Edom. But of course, the primary chiddush is that it's not in the guf of the behema. Next test, not to begin with the word the gemara legizus nabe. The Shire is teaching about the shearings of the of the hair on its tail. That you have to return it. B'mtoma says, we can say, wait a second, Mieshba Shava Pruta, if it has a value of a Pruta, Pshita, then obviously you have to return it. B'mimba Shava Pruta, if it does not have a value of Pruta, Ha'metin L'kaman Me'ha'shava. But the Gemara excludes later on this Amid, that you don't have to return things that are worth less than the Shava Pruta. So then, what is the Chiddush of Giza's Navi? B'shem Tess, what you said to Itzach, what you needed to tell you, Shechayv L'Goyza, to actually teach you, you have to share the world Be'ita in its designated time, even though it does not have a value of Pruta at the time when they're doing the sharing of the wool, because it would ruin the growth of the hair. That's the chiyuv that's telling you that you have to share the wool, yet even though it's not worth a Pruta at that time. Even though to give it back in totality would have to have a chiyuv of would have to have a value of Shabbat Pruta. Next does not make the Gemara Chamor the Bar of Yehuda is what's it coming to teach us? Now, so it's bothered. So only those two are difficulties. Hod lekama, why don't we say that the word gam lebeisil kasha is also difficult, as the Gemara tells us in Baba Kama of Tzadik Dalman Aleph. What's it teaching us? It says lechashav elahem is only teaching extra unnecessary words by when it's regarding the halach of animals, and not just any extra word. Because it's not the beginning of the word. The Gemara said the aveda lebe akol kasha. According to everyone, it's difficult. What does the word of se come to teach by aveda? Which Tzadik says makshinan. Or Makshin, the question that's asked is the name of, why don't you say that it's not difficult? What's called Milsa de Asa Bekavachayma? So maybe it could be learned up Bekavachayma. Obviously, the whole Seh could be learned up, if even the tail of the Shara. Still, Tarach because of the Krah. As the Gemara tells us in Kedushin of Dalman Aleph, still the puzzle goes out of its way to write something that you could have known from a Kavachayma. So why is that such a difficulty? But here it's Harik Kayin. The Rikayin answers is the Kimid Nechdev Shar. Since it already says Shar Ligizas Navai for the cutting of the hair of the tail, Habegiza Bechlal Kalavedas Achichas, already included in all the laws object of Bibra. It's not even a Kabbal Chaim, it's like already written. And then, but that's the question. So what's coming to teach us? Like there's not the beginning of the word Dimogha Prat Lashayim Shabbat Pruta. It's excluding if it does not have a value of Pruta. Which the question is, of course, it's not a Din Mammon. So it says the second that you would have thought the chayiv that you would be obligated mechalal from the category of kalaveda sechicha, that because it's included in all the lost objects of your brother, and it is, that's what I have to tell you that no, it's excluding when it does not have a value of a pruta.